Good morning, everybody. Welcome to this District 38's podcast. Yeah, it's the megaphone where you have a voice. And today we have the lovely Kaylee from Jolly Roads Toastmasters. Do I have that right, Kaylee?
Yes.
That's good. That's good. So today, Kelly is just going to walk us through some of the adventures she's been in Toastmasters and where she thinks Toastmasters can, take the next person that wants to join and her experience through this journey. And I can talk forever, but let's let Kelly, talk. Welcome, Kelly. Can you tell us a little bit about your club and yourself?
Yes. Hi, my name is Kaylee Tizard, Jolly Road Toastmasters in Bluebell, Pennsylvania. And I love my club. I have been part of it for the past 7 years about, and I've seen it go through COVID, which was very interesting.
I
And
guess.
I have had many people come through and come and go, but there has been some people staying with me, walking alongside me in my Toastmasters journey, and it's been very rewarding.
That's awesome. That's awesome. One of the things that people don't know about your club is that you said you're a person that really likes getting to know people. You're real when it comes to meeting Toastmasters or just individuals that would love to join this platform. Is there anything about club retention you would like, Toastmasters or someone looking to join Toastmasters to, know about before, joining this journey?
If you are deciding to join Toastmasters, now is the right time. There's no better time to join. I personally was encouraged to join Toastmasters because I had a coworker who had made a connection in the community and found a club that would meet in person. And we started going, and we were fully embraced, fully integrated into their club meetings, clapped for, supported, so many smiles shared, so much gratitude and encouragement we received. It was shocking. And I think the energy that brought me into that I first experienced in that room just carried through the rest of the 7 years that I've been part of Toastmasters. It was shocking in the best way. And the energy never went down. It just keeps going. Every time I enter this meeting space of Toastmasters club meetings, it's always supportive and encouraging. So don't be afraid of that. Like, if you're wanting to join Toastmasters, one, there's no better time to join than now. And two, I hope that you would be pleasantly surprised at the support you receive. I experienced all that energy and encouragement from the one club, but I know it spreads across to many other clubs in the area. It's a theme, it's just a constant theme of support and encouragement. So don't be afraid to join a club because you will receive that support right off the bat. I don't know if people know this, but there's just a lot of the competition isn't really as much of an importance in Toastmasters, at least for mine. It's more about supporting one another. So if you're worried that you're going to be judged or compared to, that doesn't really happen in the clubs. As time goes on and you go in a pathway, so Toastmasters offers pathways, and you could become more competitive and become more bold and confident in what you're doing and eventually compete against other people, but that's what the contests are for. And that comes later. If you're also, I have a few more, if you don't mind me saying, but if you join Toastmasters, you will also experience greater self-confidence more than you ever believe. When I was preparing for this podcast, I was thinking, I had to sit in my chair and think about 7 years ago how I felt. I was in my 20s and I was so unsure of myself. Now I feel so much confidence gained and more sureness and assuredness in myself. I have had people tell me to my face that I am good at speaking. And it's very encouraging to have someone tell me that. And then I'm experiencing it actually for myself too. And I say, yeah, I am more confident. This is great.
Awesome. I like
And
that.
it helps me in every other aspect of life. It's not just, oh, I have an hour time set every 2 weeks. That was our meeting pace. Every 2 weeks we would meet for an hour and that's it. That's not where it just starts and ends. It transfers to my work environment, me playing a role in my community and my neighborhood, me serving in different capacities. I do volunteer, and me being a better, I am married. I'm a better wife because of it. I'm a better leader. I just have see, I've seen the tools and things that I've gained from Toastmasters just touch all these areas of my life. That's priceless. And
So
while I do pay a membership fee, you know, it's not, this isn't free, but it is worth it. So if you're debating, oh, I don't know if I'm ready to, I don't know if it's gonna actually, I'm actually gonna get much out of this. You get a lot out of it. It is self-led, though. That's the thing, is you do have a group of people cheering and clapping for you and encouraging you along the way. But most of the progress that you will make in your pathway is because of your own personal effort, pushing yourself forward and saying, I'm going to try this now, and I'm going to try this now, and I'm going to go for it. You got to have a little bit of energy, a little bit to start, but then ideally the ball gets rolling, and then the other part that the group provides for you is that accountability and expectation. They look at you and they say, okay, when are you going to speak next? Or you should speak. There's people that will do that for you, and you don't be afraid of those people. Stick around them because they're the motivators. They're the people that are going to encourage you to keep going. Those are the main things I can mention about first joining Toastmasters. Don't be afraid, just jump right into it. You're going to learn so much more than you think you will, and it's going to affect many parts of your life, not just the one little pocket of speaking every now and then. It's going to be very rewarding, and it is worth it.
I love that. I love that. In case you didn't know, we're talking with Kaylee from Jolly Road Toastmasters, the club president, and she's sharing with us her Toastmasters experience. Of course, I did not introduce myself. Where are my manners? My name is Adeoti, and I'm the club group director for District 38 this year. Kaylee, I love it. I love it. I love it. Leading with positivity, being real with others, being accountable. You know, this is some of the things she's sharing with us that Toastmasters has given her. And I can attest to that because I went on a cruise with one of my friends last year. And the person was like, wait, there's something different about you. Yeah, I told them, I joined Toastmasters and I am not looking back, moving forward. So today, you know, we're here, we're looking at it out. What inspires you, Kaylee, on this Toastmasters platform? I know you've talked about the experience, the growth. What really would you say inspires you to keep going on? Because this is 7 years. Some people join, and in 6 months, they're looking at it that, do I still want to stay on? You're 7 years. You know, that's one of the things that happened when we went for the leadership training in January for media training. And I was wondering, I said, you know, all of us are looking at it, but we see all these leaders still paying that due, the Toastmasters due, the 120 a year to join Toastmasters. And I'm looking at it, why do they keep staying on? And some people don't know their benefits. Is there something in there that you can share with us? that, can help resonate with some other people.
I did want to clarify something from the start, is that it's not for everyone. Ooh, taboo. It's not, because as you said, in my 7 years in Toastmasters, I've seen people come and go, and but there have been people that have stuck around. And what makes them different, right? Ask that question. And it's a balance of both your personal drive, your personal pursuits. I'm aware that we change our pursuits all the time in life. We change jobs, we change locations, we change the people that we're talking to, and we'll change clubs, right? You'll join a club and then you won't be part of that club anymore. And part of it is your personal pursuits in life. For the 7 years I've been part of Toastmasters, the pursuit has matched. It's been the same. I've also had a lot of support. I mentioned this before, support from the people in my club. I'm going to be very biased and say that my club has secret sauce that has helped me stay because they're just very loving and encouraging, and we're real with one another, and we've been through life together, and we've been vulnerable. We've talked through friends and family who have passed away, and we have to talk about where we say, oh, I have to speak at a funeral. And we work through that with them. We help prepare someone speak at a funeral or something happier. Oh, I'm going to have a baby. We just had one of our members have a baby. And we celebrated that together.
Congratulations.
And then we'll mention some events happening in the community. Oh, this little event is happening. Do you want to meet up and go there together? Great. So it's part of living life together. It's having that support. It's not just support in the club, but it's support in life. And that's been the secret sauce, is we haven't shied away from, and we haven't hidden parts of ourselves from each other. We've just been vulnerable. Just in our last meeting, it was just this past Wednesday, and we're recording this on a Saturday. One of my members in the club just learned that one of her coworkers at work had passed away. And so she mentioned that from the start, and she was the Toastmaster of the day. And she said, I am still going to be Toastmaster, but just know that this is on my mind. And our club supported her through that. There, you also receive support, not just through living life, but through accountability. So we do keep, as club members, we keep track of each other, and we say, how is your pathway going? I would love to hear you speak again. And so there is that motivation there too. Like I said at the beginning, though, you will find out quickly if it's not meant for you, because like ADOT shared, usually people will leave within 6 months if they know it's not for themselves. If it isn't for them, I would love, I think it's various reasons why people leave, and I would love to know each and every reason. I'm an officer. I've been an officer for many years. I don't always know the reason why people leave, which is hard. One could take that personally. I don't. I've always view it from, it's just not meant for them, or they have something else going on in their life that has risen to the top. Interestingly enough, you would think that our club would have suffered the most during COVID, but it actually didn't. Our club was actually very strong during COVID. We had been meeting in person, but then we transferred to virtual, and we were consistent. That was the thing, is we were unwavering, we were dedicated to one another, and we were committed to continuing to meet online. And it was a joy. It was an escape in a way from being at home, stuck at home, and it was a way to socialize. We all found our own ways of that during COVID. We all found our own ways to socialize, even though we were all trapped in our homes. And but I think as time has come away from that period of being trapped in our homes from COVID and just wanting to seek communicating with others and being part of a community, even though we couldn't really go out much. I think there's been more autonomy and people have made bigger decisions to just move on and do other things in life. And I'm fine with that. And I don't take that personally. I think other people may leave because they might be surprised with the amount of self-drive you need to have. If you don't have that personal drive, it's going to be hard to progress because you need to have that focus in what you're doing. Toastmasters makes it so easy to progress forward through Pathways. I have found Pathways has gotten so much better over the years. In this last year, 2024, Toastmasters International did a major update on their website, and it is amazing. It is great now. And it's become much easier to go through the pathways. And it's only going to get better. I know that they're making more updates in time and that it'll become easier to use the pathways. And it's exciting to see when you check off a speech that you've given. And then you see there's like a little measurement icon that kind of fills in the circle and shows that you've completed something. And it has a percentage that goes up when you complete something. And it's very satisfying to have that visual.
Yeah.
And those are the things that I'm thinking about as I'm thinking about like retention in clubs is that you have to be. That's a huge part is you have to be self-motivated.
I love it. I love that you said you don't take it too hard when people leave because you know life happens, but then you're looking for it to say that there's a support, a community of friends, leaders that not only walk you through your progress and leadership, they walk you through life too. I love it that your club is honest with people and the accountability of responsibility is real. You know, that's some of the things Toastmasters gives us because I look at it and I said, you know, before joining Toastmasters, what did I do? I don't absolutely know because people tell me this Toastmasters has gotten to you too much. And I'm like, I found friends. I have found mentors, coaches. I found a place where people are not afraid to tell you that they see something in you that can help you grow. And they see some other ways that can help you in your adventure of this Toastmasters platform. And yes, I love the new launch that Toastmasters has done in Pathways. I looked at it and I was, you know, excited because now you can actually, you know, there are assignments that you have to speak, like the evaluator part. You have to actually give an evaluation to complete that test. So I was excited about it. I'm like, did I do it right? I'm turning it off. I'm going to practice more before coming back and trying it over again. And saying that, Kaylee, I know you've been part of contests because I've seen you, you know, be one of the contestants, one of those people that have jumped on that platform. I look at it as some people are just afraid to even stand and give a speech. And then you're part of contestants. Is there something you can tell us on that level? You know, you have a voice. This platform of contest can help you grow to the next level?
Sure. I'm trying to think of this acronym. I can't remember it. Maybe I'll remember it as I talk, but it's a combination of, oh, it's an I, C, and you. That's what it is. When people have I, C, and you conversations, it means when a peer or a mentor approaches you, they say, I see this in you. And I've had that happen. So people say, I see you competing in an upcoming contest. And then, of course, I get shocked. What? I am not ready. Coming up with all the excuses, right? I'm not ready. How could I be someone that could do that? Because that is only for grown adults. But wait, I'm an adult.
Shocking, right?
I think in a, I think in a lot of ways we can feel like little kids still, right? I feel like a little kid often. I'm just like, wait, I have an adult responsibility. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. You think I need to compete in a contest? Oh my goodness. This is too much responsibility. That get used to that, because if people start ha saying, I see in you, that means there is so much potential that you're not tapping into. Get ready, buckle up. It only continues to happen. It's surprising how quickly those conversations can come from Toastmasters. I didn't think I had what it took. I didn't think I had the secret sauce. The secret sauce is in the club. That's what it is. The secret sauce comes from the club itself. And then inevitably, you're going to, it's contagious. You'll have the secret sauce on you, in you. It's so that's what happened to me. I got the bug. And then I had other people look at me and empower me and say I could do it. That was the other thing. I see this in you and you can do it, which was also shocking because I didn't know it was that easy.
Oh,
Just say, oh, I can do this. I always thought it was a little prideful. I thought to myself, oh, who has the audacity to do something like that? And that's all it takes, though, really, is like, oh, I am that person and I'm going to give it a try and I can do it. Okay. We're called into greatness at random times, it seems like. Toastmasters, it happens a lot. You get called into moments where you say, really? Me? Okay. Many oppor more opportunities come your way as you go through Toastmasters. And then, especially if you compete in a contest, anytime I'm getting into some life lessons here, but anytime you kind of throw yourself into risk or throw yourself into the proverbial fire of life, things that scare you, things that you're not used to, things that you don't necessarily want to do, but you try them anyway, especially if someone has an I see in you conversation, they say, I see you doing this. Even though if it seems the most outlandish, far off thing from you, give it a try anyway. Just give it one try and see what happens. With club contests, I definitely felt like I was thrown into the fire only because it was totally unfamiliar. And Toastmasters can definitely come across intimidating at first because there's a lot of formulaic processes. I'm a type B person. I went to art school. So much of my process has been a creative process, which is pretty inconsistent. So to have something consistent and laid out and formulaic is intimidating. But the unique thing about club contests, just like with clubs, is that yes, there is a formality to it, and there it's preparing you for life, right? So if once as you advance in life and get leadership positions, get opportunities, you'll be prepared for them because you will have a formulaic process, a formal process to do that. You know what to expect, and that is a beautiful thing. It's a very clear and communicative process. But there's also a warmth to it. It's relational. It's real. You are telling stories most of the time when you speak, which is refreshing. I sensed, and this is what I went into Toastmasters with. Oh, when I give speeches in my club, when I give speeches in a contest, I'm going to be in like presentational mode, where I have to have all my ducks in a row and there's no room to bend to creative thought, philosophical things. Oh no, oh no. You can definitely do that in Toastmasters. And I found that out from the start when I was first part of the club. There were people telling wild stories, stomping their feet on the ground, clapping, singing. It was wild. Oh. So it is structured and intimidating, but it's also a little bit of the Wild West in a way. Like, just it can be rugged with storytelling, and people can be passionate and expressive, like shockingly expressive. I think my perception on contests changed when I watched the international contest online. I forget what year it was. I think it was 2 or 3 years ago. I got to see the winner, Verity Price, speak. And she gave this amazing, she did told this amazing story of it was a family member. It was so rich and deep and emotional and valuable, touching. She's so gracious and kind. You can tell she's just been through things in life and that are deep and just touch your soul. And she incorporated all that energy into one speech. I think it was only 7 minutes, which is shocking. It's amazing what people can do in 7 minutes. And I that changed my mind on club competitions because, or yeah, just the contests because it's not as formulaic as I thought it was. Yeah, if you're thinking about doing a contest, just know to be yourself and to give it a try. Try your best. And just like in your club experience, you will be supported and clapped for. You will be praised. People will be pleased with your efforts, and you will inspire other people because it takes a bold person to even compete in a club contest. Another thing that happened to me when I competed in a club contest was I actually won a contest at one point.
Awesome.
I think it was an area contest, and then I was invited to move to the division. Unfortunately, I was traveling during the division contest and I could not compete, so I had to withdraw and I was not compete. But I get curious sometimes. I think to myself, oh, if I had competed in the division contest, would I have gone further from there? Interesting.
Never know. You never know. You
You
never
never
know.
know. But I have competed in other contests since then, and it's been rewarding and supportive, and I've only grown in confidence the more I do it.
I love that. I see in you so much potential.
Oh,
Take
wow.
care. She said, throw yourself into that risk of growth. You're called into different greatness at different points of time in life. I love that. I love that. You know, as Toastmasters, we can stay here and speak forever. That's one thing I found about us. Is there something in one or two sentences that you could share with our audience on this megaphone about you have a voice?
I like keeping it simple. Don't be afraid, just do it.
I love that.
I
Don't
love,
be afraid, just do
yeah, Nike. That's Nike's. Just do it is Nike's
it.
tagline, but I like it a lot.
I like that. Thank you so much, Kaylee. And like I said, this is Kaylee from Jolly Road Toastmasters Club President, and this is a DOT, the Club Growth Director for District 38 Toastmasters. I want to extend our gratitude to Kaylee for her valuable insights she shared with us during this podcast this Saturday morning. Yeah, it's early Saturday morning. Very, very early. Kaylee and I woke up to do this. But we would like to let you know that everything we've shared with you is from the heart. And we hope to see you soon. And we hope we've been informative and encouraging to you on this platform. We hope we've also inspired you. Kelly, any last words?
Thank you for having me today, and don't be afraid. Just do it. Just do the podcast.
You heard Kelly say it again. Don't be afraid. Just do it. Toastmasters is a platform of doing stuff. So we hope to see you. Just do it. Awesome. From here, from us to you, to your family, to everyone, have a great weekend and have a great day. Whatever you're doing, just seeing if somebody says this is something in you, you heard Kelly say it, is that potential that they've seen in you that is it's very vast. So tap into it and walk through it. Have a great one. Bye. Bye for now.